Well, there was Miss Grinter, who was one of the church wardens at All Saints. She was a primary school teacher. She was quite well known locally, a redoubtable lady, never married, lived somewhere off the Newark Road, I think. And I remember her being quite formidable at school. She was quite, not a disciplinarian exactly, but quite strict, very keen on handwriting skills and sewing skills and things like that. But I remember on one occasion there was a bull in the field next to All Saints School. And I don't know how it happened, but on occasion the bull got out of the field and it came round into the school playground. And of course there was mass panic, all the kids were taken inside. It was stood in the middle of the infants' playground, sort of looking around a bit bemusedly. Somebody presumably rang for the farmer, but Miss Grinter took one of the skipping ropes out of the basket, went marching out, hooked the skipping rope through its nose and led it back round into the field. We'd all got our noses pressed up against the glass in the classroom watching this happen. And that was something that always stuck with me afterwards. I thought she must have been quite a brave lady, actually, to do that. I mean, to be honest, I think the bull was probably a bit bewildered. But she just marched up to, I can still remember seeing her take the skipping rope out of the basket in the classroom and go marching out. And it was the old-fashioned skipping rope that just had like a little bit of leather on the end, didn't have wooden handles. So, yeah, and she just sort of dragged it back round to the field.
That's brilliant.
The farmer arrived as she was in the process of taking it back. But,
Was he impressed?
I think he probably was, yeah. I mean, one of the other things I remember is that because it was just fields surrounding the school, the head teacher used to have a pair of binoculars and there were a couple of becks running through the fields and you'd be able to see the herons on them. And at break, he would take the binoculars out and you'd be allowed to pass the binoculars around and actually look at the bird, the heron, stood on the beck further down the fields.
Wow.